Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, learn how to invigorate your life with Caitlin Caesar. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the show today, Kate Caesar. Kate lives in New Jersey, and she's in the pharmaceutical industry in regulatory affairs. Now, Kate, that sounds very, very businesslike.
Yeah, I get that a lot. There is actually a job behind it, though.
And it's very different from your passion, which I'm really excited for you to share with my listeners. But you know, we start the show with a quote. So, and I know that you're also a writer.
Yes.
So did you bring a quote for us today?
I did. The quote I chose, well, I'll read it first and then I'll tell you who said it. It goes, "Thousands of tired, nerve-shaken, over-civilized people are beginning to find out going to the mountains is going home, that wilderness is a necessity." And the man who said that, his name is John Muir, and a lot of people might know who that is. A lot of people might not. He was a land preservation advocate and an environmentalist in the 1800s. All the way up until the early 1900s. And he was really kind of the father of the national parks. He co-founded the Sierra Club. And he's really a big reason of why we have the national parks and the preserved lands, specifically Yosemite, Sequoia. He was really interested in the Sierra Nevadas. I chose the quote because when Muir was active in the late 1800s, and industrialism and technology, and it was really booming for the first time. The natural world wasn't as necessary to survival as it had been for millennia before that. And people had to rediscover their connection with nature. And I think that really speaks to our society today as well. We're so tapped into technology, and we've kind of lost that connection, that survivalist connection with nature. And, you know, you see there are more people hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, the Appalachian Trail. You're seeing a lot of books and movies about it. It's really kind of becoming a sport for everyone, not just, you know, the outdoorsy people that you always think of. And, you know, it's one of those hobbies that you can have in a society that moves so fast. It's a way to escape. It's a way to slow down. You know, it's something that you can do close to home, and it's something that doesn't require a huge commitment or a lot of money. There's so much freedom in it, and you know, something so uninhibited about it. And I think that's something that we all kind of crave as human beings.
That was really, really awesome. I saw a documentary recently where they were climbing a John Muir trail. Did you happen to see that documentary?
No, I don't think I saw it.
Oh my gosh, you would love it. You would love it. Yeah, I don't know the name of it offhand, but there was maybe five or six people, and one was a married couple. And, you know, they had to go through all different elements and snow. And I mean, it was crazy, but I will find the name of that and I will let you know, because I know you would really enjoy it. And so listeners, I think you're picking up what Kate's putting down, which her passion is hiking. And I think that's awesome. Where did this start for you?
You know, my family was always nature oriented. We spent a lot of time in the woods or at the ocean when I was a kid. And, you know, my parents kind of introduced me to hiking and camping. And my brother was always into adventure sports and kind of encouraged me to try everything from windsurfing to kayaking, snowboarding, all of that. But the real moment where I kind of decided that hiking was something that I wanted to make a larger part of my life. I was 15 and I was up in New Hampshire. That's where my parents spent the summers. I got involved in kind of an adventure group, and each week we'd go either rock climbing or whitewater rafting. One week we climbed a trail up to the summit of Mount Major. It was a 4-mile loop, and the first 2 miles were extremely steep. I'd never done anything like that. Most of the hikes I'd been on were kind of, you know, little loops here and there at, you know, local parks, at local reservoirs. And so it was a really physical climb. And when we got to the top, it felt like such a reward. You could see everything for miles. I could see the entire lake. I could see the White Mountains in the distance, which were, you know, 100 miles away or more. And you get this great endorphin rush from the exercise. You get a sense of accomplishment from the challenge. And you kind of also get a spiritual experience. And I guess at that point, I was hooked. You know, Mount Major it's not the longest trail I've ever hiked. It's not the most beautiful. It wasn't the most difficult. But I've hiked it about 10 times, I think, at this point. And I think it's always just going to be my favorite because of that experience.
Right. And, you know, now on top of that, you've brought in your husband. How does that affect your life now, hiking?
Well, from the time I met him, I knew that he loved the outdoors. And that was something that he and I really bonded over. We started camping together in the beginning and going on hikes here and there. The more we did it, I think the more we challenged one another, and the more we were able to stay in our comfort zone by being together and yet pushing outside that comfort zone and challenging one another in different aspects of hiking, whether it's physically or getting out of our comfort zone by having to, you know, put up with certain things that we wouldn't normally, whether it's, you know, weather or bugs or what have you.
Can you tell us a story about maybe your most challenging hike?
Well, there have been several very challenging ones. I know there's a mountain up in Lake George. It's not a very long trail. It's about, I think, 5 miles, they're saying, but it was absolutely the steepest and most difficult physically that I have ever done. And, you know, you get to the top and you're out of breath and you're exhausted and you're dehydrated, but you feel so great at the end to have accomplished it. And then, you know, I've had other hikes where it's not necessarily the physical aspect that's so difficult. Carlos and I went to Nova Scotia on our honeymoon. And that was our plan, was to road trip around all of Nova Scotia and find the best hikes. One of them that we went on, we ended up on the wrong hike. Somebody gave us the wrong directions. We ended up in a bog covered in mosquitoes for about 10 miles.
Oh, man.
And we actually finally ended, you know, it's summertime. We've got our full coats on, strapped around our heads. We've got gloves on our hands. And we finally waded out into the middle of a river that we found. And we followed the river back so that we could be in the center of the river and the bugs weren't as bad out there. And so, you know, there's just different challenges in every hike that you're going to come across. But I guess that's kind of the best part, is you never know what you're going to come up against and what obstacle you're going to need to push past.
That's one of the reasons I have to say, like, I love to hike in the woods, just go through walks. I don't know if mm-hmm. I would consider them necessarily hikes. Mm-hmm. But growing up, I grew up in a very rural area. And so, you know, we'd always be playing in the woods and walking through the woods. So I love to do that, but I'm always nervous about the fact that I don't have knowledge about safety knowledge, you know, mm-hmm. like if I was to get lost or even, you know, how to medically treat myself or if I needed to eat berries, which ones to eat.
Like, right.
I don't have any of that knowledge.
Yep. That's, you know, all of that stuff comes with experience over time. I don't have all of that knowledge either, and I've been hiking for many years. Some people get really into the survivalist side of hiking. I've played around with that, but I've never delved completely into it. There are some things that you're okay with overcoming and some risks that you're okay with taking. And, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. Some people are going to be fine with drinking out of a muddy puddle. And, you know, other people are going to be fine with, you know, sleeping on the ground with no tent. And some people like me, I have to have a tent because I'm terrified of spiders. But
that's a funny passion to have when you're terrified of spiders.
Right. but that's really what it is. I mean, it's really about overcoming things, not just on the trail, but in life. Like if I can over, I have a terrible, severe fear of heights. And I'll tell you, not every hike, but many of them, I've really had to overcome that. And I think I'm better for it. It helps me in other areas of life to overcome other obstacles and know that if I could do it back then, I can do it now.
Right. So if somebody wants to research hiking and kind of get more into it, do you have a resource, whether it's a book or even something online that people could look into to get pumped up about hiking?
I have so many books, Lynette. Well, one of the ones that I recently read, I know there's a lot of books out there that it's, you know, it's usually a memoir about somebody who hiked the Pacific Crest Trail or the Appalachian Trail, and it was a solo hike, and they talk about all the terrible things that happened to them along the way and all the growth that they had as they finished it. And this one, though, stood out to me a lot. It's called A Walk in the Woods. It's by Bill Bryson, and it's not a new book, but it's one of my favorites on the topic. And you know, it's a story about actually his Appalachian Trail hike with a friend of his. It's so funny. And you get a lot of really excellent hiking and backpacking advice and really excellent history on the Appalachian Trail and other national parks in the country and protected lands and kind of how the national forests really started. Yeah, I mean, I only finished it about a month ago, but it was such a fun read. It was really nice to see it from the perspective of somebody who, you know, wasn't going out there, you know, as he had hiked before. It wasn't the first time he'd ever done this, but he had so many great stories along the way and so much knowledge.
That sounds like a perfect suggestion. So, Kate, in order for people to act, I believe that we need to envision something for ourselves first, like really kind of marinate in it a little bit, and then explore what it would take to do it, and then execute a plan. So if I wanted to get hiking into my life, what could I envision or see myself doing?
I think the most important part when starting is, or I guess there's two parts to this, right? You want to kind of envision your goal. Like what is it that you want to achieve? Is it that you want to do a through hike on one of these long trails like the Appalachian Trail? Do you want to do a section hike of it? Are you looking to summit a very tall peak? Or are you just looking to, you know, add in a little nature to your life? Once you've determined that, you know, you have to look at your physical fitness. Hiking can really be done by anybody, but you have to prepare your body. If you're not used to walking a lot, if you're not used to carrying a lot of weight, you know, this is the type of thing that you want to prepare for ahead of time so you don't get injured when you're actually out there.
So you need to wear a big, heavy backpack to the mall.
Right.
When you're shopping and get used to carrying weight on your back.
Exactly. And slowly.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you know that I'm taking my show on the road and we're going to be going to each of the 50 states. And when we do that, I'm going to be getting outside of my comfort zone in each state. And I believe in Utah, in St. George, Utah, I'm going to be going on a hike. I'm really looking forward to that. But one of the things that I've been doing before this trip is getting back into shape because I want to be prepared for anything that's going to come my way. But you know what? I've been looking at pictures at different trails in Utah. And one of the things I'm envisioning as I'm working out is being fit and confident to take a short hike.
Absolutely. And that's actually, Utah is the number one on my list right now of places I want to go and hike. I have a specific a specific hike out there that I'm going to try to get to. And, you know, some of the hikes out there are for beginners and some of them, you know, are a little bit more difficult. But as long as you have the physical fitness to back up your confidence, you're going to be fine.
Right. And the one I was looking into was a 2-hour hike. So for me, that's a perfect starter
hike.
That's
great. Yep. That's perfect. It's always best to start even a little bit under your fitness level just so that you don't get injured.
I just can't see myself being in Utah and not experiencing the nature there.
Yeah. Yeah. Utah is so beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful out there. I mean, a lot of that area, California, Utah, and Arizona, there's some incredible hikes, incredible experiences, really beautiful national parks.
Arizona has crazy animals. I would be nervous. They have not just the scorpions, but they have like wolves walking around neighborhoods. It's scary. So all of you in Arizona, be careful out there. They have snakes. They have, I mean, in developments. Yes. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So to explore then, I think really you just touched on it with choosing the right trail for you, like checking out where trails are near you or where you want to visit and look at their levels. Is that something you would suggest?
There's a great website that I use a lot. It's called alltrails.com. And it's a kind of a social networking site where it gives you a lot of options as far as the trails in your area. It's going to tell you the difficulty level. It's going to give you a map. There are going to be reviews by other people and even pictures. And it's just a really great way to get started and find a hike. Kind of another part of this is you want to make sure that you have the right gear. And when you begin, you don't need a lot of gear, but the best thing to have is a really good pair of shoes. You do not want to be out there on your first hike with blisters and sore feet. So a really good pair of shoes, whether it's boots with ankle support or trail runners or, you know, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, that's going to really enhance your experience. And then the last thing that I would say as far as kind of getting out there and exploring before you actually hit the trail, I think it's really important to do some research. There's lots of blogs online that are really dedicated to preparing first-time and beginner hikers. And you can use these to read trail markers. You know, you want to know what kind of clothes to wear because you want to sweat wicking clothes. You know, how to keep yourself safe, like you were talking about before, which includes, you know, how to react when you come across wildlife. Especially in New Jersey, we have a lot of bears, and you know, a lot of people stay off the trails because they're afraid of encountering a bear. But if you know and you're prepared how to handle that situation, you know, it takes a lot of fear out of the situation. But also packing enough water, you know, remembering to sign trail registers and other do's and don'ts of the trail. There's a whole program called Leave No Trace, and it's all about, it's an ethics philosophy that teaches you how to limit your impact on nature and to be considerate of other hikers, backpackers, and campers. And that is also a really excellent resource. So kind of just getting a general knowledge of the sport and of the etiquette when you're out there in the backcountry is also really important.
I think another good starter thing too would be to start with a group. Like that's one of the things I was thinking about, like going with kind of a tour.
Absolutely. You know, there's, especially if you're going somewhere where you're not familiar.
Right.
If you're in a national park like Yellowstone, you have plenty of guides that are available to you. You can go on hiking trips with groups, and they can show you these really amazing places that you might not be able to see on your own. If you're, you know, at home and you want to go out to the hiking trail that you know is 5 miles away, you know, get a couple friends together and go together. It's, you know, not only is it, you know, fun to experience this type of stuff with other people, but it also kind of keeps you safe in numbers.
So to execute a plan then, I think you touched on some things. What would be the first step?
You know, it's going to be picking that final trail, you know, making sure that you're physically fit enough to do it. And then, you know, not giving up if you're if it's a little bit physically difficult or you're uncomfortable the first time, you know, you learn to overcome these things. And, you know, that achievement kind of becomes part of that experience. But quick tips as far as things to know before you get out there. Like I said, clothing is really important. It depends on where you're going to be, especially if you're starting at a lower elevation. You want to wear sweat wicking clothing and bring some warmer clothes, because if you're wet and then you get cold, it can actually be dangerous. You can get hypothermia even on a warm day. So always wear the proper clothing. We kind of touched on animals, and especially kind of all over the country, especially in the north, but you know, some parts of the south, you get a lot of bears. And one of the things to keep in mind, if you're on the trail and you see a bear, never run. It's an instinct of ours, but you know, you want to just slow down. Don't turn around, back up slowly, give the bear space. And then there's other options too, if you're really nervous about that. I carry bear spray with me when I know I'm going to be in an area where there's a high bear population. And, you know, it just helps even if I don't encounter one, it helps to put my mind at ease. Bring a ton of water. It's always better to have more than less. Make sure that you know how to read trail markers, because you don't want to get lost. And every trail has a different kind of marker. It might be, you know, symbols on the trees or just some paint marks, or the cairns, which are the rock formations that can lead your way when you're not in an area with trees. Always tell somebody where you're going. And oh, if you're in there's a lot of hiking areas in designated hunting areas. So it's always important to know where you're going to be hiking, what the rules and regulations of that area are. And if you're in a hunting area, you always want to wear blaze orange. And so that's going to keep you safe, because the hunters can see you too.
What do you love most about hiking, Kate?
I guess it's the challenge and the achievement at the end of that challenge. And when you're hiking, you're not just overcoming your physical limitations. You're also making choices regularly, really important choices. And you're constantly assessing risks. You're learning to make sacrifices. You know, if the weather's bad, you might not be able to reach that summit that you wanted to go to. And you're constantly challenging yourself in that way as well, to push your limits, but know where they are. I know every time I'm on the trail, I'm learning something. You know, I learn about myself. I'm learning about nature. I'm learning about history. And most importantly, I think, you know, the people that you're on the journey with, and even others that you meet along the way. So there's that opportunity for discovery kind of at every turn. And I'm enjoying the experience. And in the end, I have a reason to be proud of myself. And I guess to me, being proud of your accomplishments, that's kind of the best motivation and the most lasting. And that's why I love it.
And it's just had such an impact on your life in all the ways that you just said, and in your relationship with your husband, because you share this together. And, you know, you're even talking about going to a further destination. You did it on your wedding, for your honeymoon. I think that's really great. And, you know, there's hiking clubs too, right? So people can even, you know, expand their friendships.
You meet so many people on the trail. We hiked a section of the Appalachian Trail last year. We're going to do it again this year. And, you know, last year we met so many people along the way, at the shelters and everything else. Friendly people, you know, people who can share stories with you and share experience with you and kind of teach you different things that you didn't know before. And it really is a great way to meet people and to make new friends.
I definitely need to get you the name of that documentary, because you know what, it could have even been the Appalachian Trail, but I just remember them continuously saying the John Muir Trail. All right. So final thoughts for everybody on hiking, closing advice.
I think it's one of the best things that you could do for your health, both physical and mental, You know, it gets you outside, it gets you fresh air. It's a great experience with your friends, and it forces you to overcome challenges. And it's reasonably inexpensive. You can do it with very little gear, if any. You grab a water bottle and some comfortable shoes and find a trail nearby, and you're ready to go.
Do you think for a 2-hour hike, I'd be okay in sneakers?
Absolutely. Make sure they're good sneakers and they're comfortable sneakers. Right. And as long as you don't have any need for orthotics, or if you have orthotics, then you should be set.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So Kate, you're already a part of our Motivate Me Ultimate support system, so people can reach out to you there. But is there any other contact information you'd like to share?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Caitlin, C-A-I-T-L-I-N. My last name is Caesar, C-S-I-S-Z-E-R. And my email is Kate, C-A-I-T, dot Caesar, C-S-I-S-Z-E-R, @gmail.com.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Kate. It was awesome to hear. I mean, really great information you have about hiking.
Yeah, thanks, Lynette. Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the show, and it is the go do. So, Kate, what do you think they should go do today?
Go get started. Go find a trail nearby and start exploring.
I like it. That's the end of the show, everybody. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.